On today's show, Season 7, Episode 1, Things Come and Go, I'm going to be talking about change, such as dealing with the flux of change around you from a Taoist perspective. Coming up on your favorite podcast show,
Cup of Tao,
starting right now.
You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit.
Hey, Cup fans, how are you? I missed you. So this season, I'm going to sometimes quote from the Tao Te Ching, and I decided to use the Oliver Benjamin annotated version. Another thing that I'm going to do is release a chunk of episodes all at once. Not the whole season, but I would prefer that you not listen to the ones I release all in the same day, but instead to listen to an episode, reflect on it, and then listen to the next episode a week or two later. I'm going to start this process by releasing the first 4 episodes for Season 7 all at once. You'll have to let me know whether you like this or not. Anyway, let's continue with Season 1, the first episode. So I give you a quotation from Chapter 2 of the Tao Te Ching. Therefore, the sage acts without struggle or coercion, and teaches by example and illusion rather than rote and rule. Things come, and he welcomes them. Things go, and he bids them adieu. He helps with no expectation of gain, works with no expectation of reward, performs with no anticipation of results, completes projects, but takes no credit. There's a lot of Taoism there, right? Do you hear acceptance? Do you hear working without expectation of accolades, praise, or reward? Do you hear mindfulness? Maybe letting our thoughts come and go. Do you hear serenity? Allowing life events to enter our lives while knowing that they will pass? Maybe some wu wei or flow? Yes. All of which is sometimes easier said than done, but the practice of welcoming change, including adversity, and then accepting it as part of living and growing, is essential to Taoist living. It can be an essential part of whatever religious, spiritual, or even a self-improvement lifestyle path that you are on. I always wish for an easier life. I know that some people have an easier life and some don't. Try not to compare, because there are always some others who have it better than you, and there's others out there that have it worse than you. Remember that we often can't control what happens in our lives. We can only deal with what happens by being the best version of ourselves, handling the situation in the best way possible. And if it's something negative, we can look for healthy ways to deal or cope. And if it's something that we find positive, we could soak it in and truly be in the moment, and not in the past or the future. The key here is practice. Practice flow. Practice acceptance. Practice mindfulness. And practice humility. Be proud of yourself for how you handle things now, more positively than you did in the past. And take note of each time you handle things better than you would have in the past. So proud of you. Let's take a break. If you would like to connect with me or learn more about me, go to my new website, mcclish.me. That's mcclish.me. mcclish.me. Also check out my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms. Get it where you get great books. If you love the podcast, you'll love the book. Write down or type some things that you're glad that came into your life, and things that you feel thankful for having in your life right now. Also, write down things that you wish would not be happening right now in your life. Then write or reflect on things in the past that were at one point in your life that may have not been pleasant nor welcomed, but they passed and you got through them. Notice that many events in your life come in and leave, and some of these things you have some level of control over and some you don't. Some require time, some require planning for how to deal with or escape from these, some require coping. And then there are the things that you must accept no matter how hard it is. I recently had broken my collarbone, my clavicle in judo class. I had to have surgery, and now I'm in the painful process of recovering from surgery. I had to miss some work, and there's some stress around that. So think about this episode, do some reflections, and then once you've made some time, listen to Season 7, Episode 2. That's it for today's show. I look forward to seeing you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you.
This podcast is a Coach CMC production.